Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Back on Tuesdays.
Back on Tuesdays.
Where we belong.
Where we belong, baby.
It's John McGrath.
Joe Smith, how are you doing?
I'm good, I'm very good.
You're looking well, I like you in that top.
Thank
Joe.
You, this I is like this it a lot. Good top.
It fits nice here, it fits nice here. It's not mustard and navy, which is good.
We got a lot of grief last week for not ironing stuff. Now, I've got to say, ironing, I've got a weird relationship with ironing. I do like it, but the more and more I've grown up, the more and more I've ironed less.
Yeah.
I
think ironing is, unless it is the shirt for a night out, the shirt for a date, the shirt for a wedding. If it's for an event, iron to your heart's content. Otherwise, what is the point? What is the problem with a t-shirt with a little crease in it?
You can look a little bit scruffy though, can't you?
Yeah, but for what? Who cares?
I know.
I'll tell you what just made it. People who iron their sheets. Have you seen that?
People
iron their bed sheets. Yes, they do. Like, when you're in bed, scrumple up like
that. Wow, what are you doing? What's happening to you there?
Everywhere.
What kind of move is that?
Sweating everywhere.
And then
like, the thing I've got to worry about is whether the sheets has got a few creases in it. You've probably got sleep apnea. The last thing you need to worry about is the sheets, isn't it? No, you probably have though, haven't you?
What do you mean, what is sleep apnea?
That thing where you sort of, you can't really breathe properly in the night.
No, I sleep fine.
I bet if we brought Becky in here, your partner, and I said to her, Becky, close your eyes. Do you recognise this noise?
Yeah, I snore.
Wait.
I snore.
And then third one.
Nope. I've not got sleep apnea. No, I'm in it.
She would go, oh my God, it's
just
Joe.
Slightly larger lads have sleep apnea. Doesn't
some
mean
of them
that I.
Do.
Some of them do, not
you
me.
You might have a deviated septum as well.
Yeah, do you know
although, to be fair, actually, yours probably isn't deviated because most of it will have worn away by now. So, actually, you'll be fine. Anyway, how are you?
Yeah, well, I'm good. Right, so just a little update. This is the last Sloppy Joes episode without Ethan. He is back.
So soon.
We'll have a Marbella special.
If he goes and. Oh, it was class, Joe. And that's it. You'll genuinely see a man murdered on live television because he needs to bring some stories back with him. He's been gone for so long.
He's quite like sort of mysterious online as well. There's not been much like social media videos or clips or anything of like on his stories. Yeah. I know nothing of the trip apart from that Alan, he's sort of crazy, mate. Yeah. Boozer. They posted a video of him getting a McLager.
Yeah.
So Alan is probably the only guy I know who ever goes to McDonald's, gets his meal, and gets a lager with it on the side.
Yeah.
So we've got that to look forward to.
Can't wait.
Well, you know, I've been well.
Before we get into Breaking Joes.
Oh, of course.
I'd like to flip the script today.
Flip it up, baby.
The 9 out of 10 club usually comes at the end. Fine, love that. But today I want to switch it up.
Switch it up.
Put the 9 out of 10 club at the start because we're recording this early morning.
This is the earliest we've ever recorded. And I think you can tell by our eyes.
No, you can't.
I was editing a clip today going, we look tired.
It's before 8 a.m, which is genuinely early, isn't it? Even by these nutty standards,
well early.
It's quite early. Have you seen that video, by the way, of that guy who says that he has 4 days, 3 days in a day, sorry?
It's so weird.
It's the best thing I've ever seen. He goes, first thing, I wake up at 3 a.m.
You don't.
That means you get, because all you get from waking up at 3 a.m. is a 8:30 a.m. bedtime. 8:30 p.m.
yeah,
bedtime.
It's so weird.
So it's not like you've made extra time. You're just going to bed earlier, like a child. Right, go to bed at 8 p.m. Wake up at 3 a.m. Yeah, that's what my 3-year-old niece does.
Yep.
She can't sleep through because she has to go to bed late. And then it was my first day, 8 a.m. till, what is it, 3 a.m. till 8 a.m.
That's day one.
Done. First day done. 8 a.m. till 2 p.m. Second day, done.
Yeah.
Third day, 2 p.m. till 8 p.m. Done.
Bed.
In the same day that you've had one day, I've had 3 days.
But what's he getting out of them 3 days? Do you think he can eat his... How many teas does he have?
He's having three teas.
If I get 3 breakfasts
he's having
in a
nine
day.
Meals a day, because presumably...
Well, I'm going to start this next week.
But it's like...
3 a.m, breakfast number one.
When you've had one day, I've had 3 days. So in a week, I'm ahead.
Does he click a lot?
I think he does.
Start of like, you know, it's too
in a month.
Damn hot. It's too damn hot. I sang that once on a... I was in some musicals when I was 17.
I know you were.
Do you know what? After the Miss Saigon era,
yeah.
We did a showcase. I did a showcase with a guy called Dom Simpson.
Should we talk about that, or did you just want to let Saigons be Saigons?
Let me tell you, Dom Simpson. His dad is the Carlisle manager, Paul Simpson.
Right.
And he's in the West End doing, what's it called? Another one written by South Park. Book of Mormon. He's the main geezer in that. I was, pushing him up on a pedestal. His career's down to me.
Really? Well, anyway, click this. It's the earliest we've ever done this. And I thought, I want to get the 9 out of 10 club as a kickstart to the pod.
Yeah, fucking too right. We've got a line of gear.
Now, I've brought in this item before, a similar item to this before, right? However, this version is special. We're entering that time of year where it's starting to get a little bit cooler. We've got the jumpers on. The leaves are starting to turn on the trees. And it can only mean one thing. And usually I'm not a sucker for these capitalist exploits. But let me tell you, Joe, when it comes down to this, I have one a year. I look forward to it all year. And I'm sharing that experience today with you. This started as a tradition for me when I was about 20. I used to have a girlfriend who lived in Leeds. And I went to go visit her. And every time I go visit her, I get one of these at the station. And it is, for your ears and eyes and mouth only, the pumpkin spice latte.
Now the pumpkin spice latte.
I'm not a spice boy. I'm not a sweet boy. However, when it comes to the pumpkin spice, I don't know if it's because...
Oh, the smell straight away.
My mum makes pumpkin pie, which always reminds me of home.
Oh, the smell.
Or whether it's just
pie.
Good. But and I've gone for the ice one. And then you've got the traditional pumpkin spice latte there. So this is Starbucks. It's only in the shop for about a month.
Is this for Halloween then? Is this what we're saying?
I think tradition... What's going on there?
I don't know. I've got it's a sort of weird contraption, this. It must be because of the delivery.
Traditionally, I think it was for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
But obviously... No, pumpkin must be Halloween.
Yeah. By the way, we've got to do something for Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah, we will do.
No, you often say that. By the way, when he says something like that quick, he just means he's going to
We're
going to
do a Thanksgiving episode.
I said, let's do
a
Thanksgiving. Yeah, we will do.
So the pumpkin spice latte. Now, it's too sweet. It's not real coffee. But just think of it. Just have a sip of that.
I'm really worried.
Why?
And this is the worry. I have not been to the toilet yet this morning. Right. And let's just tell you this. A sip of coffee. Oof.
Could be the
You've got me for about 5 more minutes.
Okay, well, have just one sip then, and I've got the iced version.
So this for me screams like Halloween vibes, before Christmas arrives, before they Starbucks start doing it in a red cup. By the way, are you a Starbucks fan as a coffee boy?
Just have a sip of that.
Oh, it's sweet, isn't it?
It's very sweet.
Walk it out. Going back in. Oh, getting a belly rumbling already.
But just, what does it taste of? The thing, some things are greater than the sum of their parts. Because what that is essentially is bitter coffee that's too sweet.
Yeah.
But what it also represents, the colder nights, going out with your loved ones in the dark, maybe a bit of snow, maybe Halloween, maybe dressing up, maybe a party. It's got all of those things. It's got the taste of a family.
Your winter shave.
It's got the taste of a family sat around a table tucking into a turkey leg. Hey, Mom, pass me the marsh potatoes. Ooh. Or whatever. Hey, Mom, pass me the old apple.
Yeah,
Jack O'Rooney's.
Do you know what I mean?
All that stuff.
Hey, Mom, put some clothes on.
Yeah. Hey, Mom, why do you do this every... This is why we don't come and see you, Mom. Like that. And you can't put a price on that.
No, you can't. You can put a price on it.
Oh, you can put a price on it, right? I had it delivered, so fair enough, it's going to cost a bit more. Guess how much it cost.
Stuff is too expensive these days.
Guess how much it cost for 2 pumpkin spice. So this is a pumpkin spice latte, yours, and mine's a pumpkin spice cream cold brew. But they're both the same price, so it's not like mine was way more. To be delivered, guess how much it was the total.
I literally have no idea.
2 coffees.
I'm going to say
they're not like they're massive either.
Starbucks absolutely rinse you. You go in Starbucks, I get a normal Americano, medium. Nothing smart about it. Bit of milk, please. And that's $3.50.
Yeah.
So I reckon with the added extras here, you're looking at £4, £4.50.
Right.
Add on that, so that's £9 a drink, £2 delivery, £11.
£14.83.
Fucking
for
hell.
For 2 coffees. That's astonishing.
A lot of money.
So it's too expensive, but what does that make you feel when you drink that?
I think it feels quite lovely inside.
Yeah.
The little bit of spice, the aroma, it does wonders for me.
And remember as well, I'm telling you, we're having one of these a year. This isn't
this
like
is it.
This isn't the Daily Rider. Can I have a sip of yours actually? Because mine's cold. I just want to taste the original. This isn't like your Daily Rider. And if it was, it would never get in. It's a once a year treat to bring in the new sort of season.
Are you a Starbucks boy in general then? Oh, it's nice, isn't it?
Hello, you.
Hello, you.
I don't mind a Starbucks. I like your sort of wanky modern posh coffees.
Yeah,
the ones that taste like sort of I don't know. A David Lynch film or whatever. Do you know those ones that are so sort of tangy and sweet?
That weirdly made so much sense.
Yeah, they taste like just everything. They taste like chinos and walking shoes.
Someone who can really fuck you up though.
Yeah, they can.
Some of them can like send your head loopy.
But then a Starbucks of a bit more bitter, a bit more of your like old school new coffee, if you know what I mean. Yeah. You went decaf, you went like instant coffee to Starbucks, to Costa, to your sort of wanky coffees. And occasionally, I want a slightly more bitter coffee.
Yeah.
And I'll grab a Starbucks.
If I throw three coffee chains your way, you'll rank them. Costa, Starbucks, Cafe Nero.
Number one is Starbucks.
Okay.
Number two is Cafe Nero.
Yeah, do you know what? I'm with you.
Number three is Costa. Costa, nowhere on earth is more inconsistent as a vendor. I've never been somewhere where... It's like this, not even just the drinks, the sizes of them are different. Sometimes you'll order a flat white and it'll be this big, and then you go into another place and it comes in like a drum, and it's some old lady steaming the milk to within an inch of its life. This milk that's been steamed 30 times already, it's like flying everywhere. And you think, well, where's the crib sheet here? Who's giving you the instructions? I've never been to a... To be fair, I can't even put Costa in the ranking because every two Costas I've had have been different. So I don't even know what they're like.
Yeah, they're all over the place, aren't they, really?
Bizarre.
But they've got the machines pretty well sewed up. Every supermarket now has got a Costa machine.
They've done well there.
They've done well there.
I'll tell you what the next... You know, so the sort of vending machine, Costa.
Yeah.
I went into one the other day. Now serving iced coffee.
Oh, I've seen that.
How can they have ice in that machine?
I don't know.
Have you seen it? Have you seen it as well? I love this. Have you seen it as well? Those big Costa vending machines.
Yeah.
Have you seen the one that has this sort of Costa experience?
No.
Have you not seen these?
What's these?
So it's not just a vending machine that sort of silently makes you drink. You don't see that. Like you normally.
Yeah.
Now, whilst it's making the coffee, the speakers that play the ambient sound of a coffee shop.
No!
Yes! So you're going.
What are you talking?
So it's knocking out the coffee. In the background, you can hear people chatting.
So weird.
People steaming. Oh, they put sound effects in it that they play into the sort of SO petrol station.
That's so weird.
It is very weird. It's like you're in some sort of virtual reality, but really, you're just getting an absolutely bang average Americano.
One of my Starbucks memories, and it was sort of bringing you back to the lockdown. By the way, I had a couple of lockdown. I had about half an hour to myself the other day, and I was travelling to meet Becky. I'll talk about that in a second. I started thinking about lockdown, some of the crazy stuff that happened. And this was because, as well, we were in Prague. I'll talk about Prague in a minute as well. Lots of teasers here. With nurses from the NHS. And I remember a local kebab shop dropping off doner meat and chips to the NHS worker. Do you remember that? It was like clapping the NHS. And our local kebab boys dropped doner meat and chips.
Right, after all the hard work you've done, cut the ribbon of doner meat and we will call this new hospital open. A big ribbon of doner meat across the thing like that. Slice it, but not with scissors, with that sort of rotating handheld shear that they use.
What a picture that was, just like
people just doing
12,
everything for the NHS,
they were.
Weren't they? Except funding it, which is mad, isn't it? If only the NHS could run on doner meat and hand claps, we might have a functioning health service in this country.
Yeah, garlic sauce.
But unfortunately, people clapping in the street doesn't make up for absolute decades of neglect. Anyway,
but one of my,
the pumpkin spice latte.
No, let me tell you, one of my lockdown memories of Starbucks was having my first one during the lockdown. So you're a coffee boy, so you probably had in your house during lockdown coffee sewed up. You know what you're doing. You've probably got your machines there, your coffee beans and all that. But for me, an amateur, I just had nothing. So
Nesquik.
We figured out that there was a garage near us that had a Starbucks machine. Oh, okay. And I remember going there very excited, me and Becky, buying our Starbucks, leaving, taking one sip of it and realising the consequences and running straight back to that garage for a poo.
Oh.
awful.
Couldn't even make it home. He said it was the garage near us as well.
I know. It was more... I'd rather destroy their toilets than mine, if you get me.
That's fair.
It can do awful stuff to you. Is it 9 out of 10? It's nice. Is it 9 out of 10, Joe?
Yeah. Every time I try and bring coffee to this podcast in different forms, try and sneak it in under the radar, try and pander to the sweet tooth.
Do you think that's 9 out of 10? It is nice.
I think my ceremony and occasion of that is 9 out of 10. For me, it's a 9 out of 10 moment.
All right, but is there any other foods that we've put into the 9 out of 10 club, which is out there, that you can only have one a year? Because the idea of the 9 out of 10 club is like the best of the best food that we love, we enjoy. Yeah. But you're saying I'm only allowed this one and then that's it now for till 2024.
So you're saying Christmas at 9 out of 10? You're saying your birthday at 9 out of 10?
I don't have a special meal on my birthday.
Are you trying to tell me that Kwanzaa isn't 9 out of 10?
I don't know what Kwanzaa is.
All of these things are once a year. The bar mitzvah, it's once in a lifetime. That's fucking 9 out of 10, isn't it? Don't judge it on its quantity. Judge it on its quality.
So you're saying 9 out of 10?
Big time.
I can't do it, Joe. So sorry. He's a nice 8 out of 10.
Oh, great. That doesn't pay the bills, does it?
Yeah, it doesn't pay the bills. Right, I've been teasing a couple of stories. I've been to Prague. Some people say we go away a lot. I think that's what... People can say we go away a lot. That's true, but I don't really have any... I like to save my money and just spend it on travelling. Like,
oh, yeah.
I don't do anything. I don't like... Look at me. I have the one pair of trainers that I will wear now until they can't wear no more.
Yeah, Joe's glasses only had one stem on them until about 2 months
ago. My money that I have is for travelling and boozing, obviously. And like the clothes. This is the most expensive top I think I've ever bought. It was like 40 quid.
Yeah. Well, this is what your life is, isn't
it? I don't get haircuts now and again.
No, exactly. Yeah, you're saving money on that.
So, no, we're not fucking rolling in it, but went to Prague. Mm. We went to Prague to see Blink 182.
So Prague, for those of our viewers who aren't from Europe or the Czech Republic, it's Czech Republic, am I right?
Yeah, Czech Republic.
It's the capital, is it?
Yeah, I think it's one of the main cities in the Czech Republic. If anything, it is the biggest city in the Czech Republic.
If anything, it's the biggest city.
Czech Republic, nice, lovely place. What we went there for, the weather was gorgeous. They're very much known for the big beers, like sort of pilsners and gorgeous beers. Mm. Big head on them though. Like go to the pub, you get like a nice big like, sort of like Stein beer. Half of it's beer, 500 milliliters. The other half is like head.
Are they charging you for 2 pints?
They don't charge you for 2 heads. Oh, well, if they did, it's cheap as fuck over there.
Is it?
Yeah, beer on average was 2 quid.
Are they in the EU? Are you paying in euros? So.
No, you're paying in some sort of Czech money.
Probably not in the EU then.
Well, I don't know, because we were in the EU and we didn't pay.
I know, but that's because...
Alex, can you Google that, please?
That's because Britain's got a superiority complex that is, quite frankly, disgusting.
We land there, we're having a great day. We go to a classic Czech... Blink 182, great gig. We went to a classic Czech restaurant where you get like pork knuckle.
Oh,
schnitzels, beef bourguignon.
Why do all of these sound like euphemisms?
No, the beef bourguignon does sound like a euphemism.
Pork knuckle.
Have you ever had a pork knuckle?
What is that? And also, what is the point in that?
So, the one thing they do in Czech Republic is they offer you how much the food weighs next to the food itself.
I like this.
And I was a greedy boy.
Oh no!
I'm always a greedy boy.
Yeah.
So the first place we go to, I'm starving. Everyone's ordering these burgers that are 500 grams. What's that next to the pork knuckle? Pork knuckle? A 1.2 kilogram weight.
Yeah, but...
Hold on.
Think about it.
Yes, please.
But think about
it. I realise most of it is the bone.
Most of it's fat and bone, isn't it? And toenail.
Don't say toenail.
It's the knuckle.
I don't think it is the knuckle.
What do you think it is?
Because it's not... What is a knuckle? Like this?
The knuckle is the adjoining... joint between two pieces of bone, isn't it?
Ah, is it in the EU? It is in the EU.
It is in the EU, but they don't use the euro. Amazing.
So the I don't know where the knuckle must be. So do you think because it was a big boy, it wasn't like a knuckle.
I think
a
knuckle tends to be a finger, doesn't it? You wouldn't call an elbow. Is an elbow a knuckle?
Maybe. I don't know.
Why is an elbow not a knuckle?
Maybe it is, but maybe we're just not used to calling it knuckle. I don't know. Anyway, we've said knuckle a lot. The knuckle was beautiful.
So you're just ordering by weight?
Yes.
Would you say that is sort of your food thing, sort of
way of life.
Yeah, condensed down to its purest form is, I'll have not the most expensive thing, not the best thing on the menu. I'll have the heaviest thing on the menu, please.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You say that to them. They hand you the thing, you just hand it the menu straight back and go, I'll take the heaviest thing on the menu.
I'd love to say that. That is such a funny thing to say. I mean, it's easier in Czech Republic because everything's weighed.
Yeah.
I don't know what you'd do over here if I went, I need to do that.
Yeah, perfect.
Go over to like a Weatherspoons and go, I'll have the heaviest thing on the menu.
I'll have the heaviest thing on the menu, please. Thank you.
Yeah. So the first day was great. Second day, we decided to go on a little stroll in a park, but then the sort of excitement took over.
Mm.
We went on a walk in a park and there was a pub open at the top of the park looking down over Prague. Oof. At 11 a.m. Oh. So we're already a couple of pints in by 11:30. Your cast for the story today is me, Daryl, Joe, Becky, Matt. It's a lovely cast.
Who's Joe?
Joe is Becky's mate, who's a nurse for the NHS. Clap for him and give him Donna meat. And Matt's a car mechanic. Howdy. Great lad. I'll give you his number.
Howdy. He's American. Is he?
We go to this place which has a unbelievable like sort of vibe to it. It's like a Mackie Mayer. It's got lots of street vendors, but it's all sort of hovering round a pool in the middle. And there's one thing you're allowed to do in the pool is just dip your feet in. No swimming in the pool.
Why?
Because it's there for more of a show than it is for a, you know, swim. Did you get
why
that?
Why is it there then? I hate stuff like that.
I quite enjoyed dipping my feet.
So it's almost
in
like a pond rather than a pool.
It is a no. It's a pool, but you can't swim in it. So it's very shallow.
It's a pond. You're describing a pond.
No, there's no frogs in it. if you've got a pond, it must have a frog. It was just a pure
you can't pool. Just say the definition of a pond is a pool with a frog in it.
It definitely is.
Okay.
So we get there and we're all dipping our feet in. Anyway, we stay there for 6 hours because it's one of the best places we've been.
Surely it's one of the only places you've been if you've been there for 6 hours.
Yeah,
how many other places have you been to?
Not many.
I'll tell you what, of the two places we've been, this is probably top tier.
We felt like we were seeing a lot of Prague though, because we were having different tasting menus from different places. Like we had a nice Chinese, a nice Indian.
It sounds like we've tasted Prague.
Brazil. Yeah, we had lots of food from different cuisines.
That's what Prague's
all
about.
But then we started to feel the booze a bit. And we decided to set up this race, Joe. So you were only allowed to dip your feet in the pool, but we decided we can get past that by walking up and down the pool and seeing who can reach there and back in the quickest time.
In the water?
In the water. Here are the rules. No splashing. The minute you see a splash, you get penalties because we have to keep this calm.
Right.
You got to use your big steps. You got to go for it.
Okay.
Well, it became an event of the day. Not just we were involved. The whole Prague sort of arena.
Yeah,
with sort of eyes
it
on
it became
the pool.
A Colosseum, didn't it?
It did.
As soon as someone stepped in the water, it might as well have been ancient Rome.
I was up first, solid 22 seconds on the clock. It's not bad, but it's not going to win.
It sets down a marker, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's your Big Mac and it's your Big Mac medium fry.
It really
and
is.
Cola. You know what you're getting, but it's nothing outstanding.
Daryl then takes to the stand. Daryl's just chaos straight away.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. He'll take the penalty for splashing.
Yeah.
He got there and back pretty quickly. But
that's the have you ever watched the diving at the Olympics?
Yeah.
The Chinese, the Americans, the Brits, they're going for your standard double dive, whatever, landing it. Then the Mexican diving team, have you ever seen their tactic?
No.
They will go for so they have the difficulty rating and then you'll have the way you perform it rating.
Yeah.
You timed it together. Americans are going like four difficulty, four for performance. The Mexicans are going like 6.8 in difficulty and they are all over the place.
Are they?
But they're thinking if we make it hard enough, we don't even have to do it that well and we'll still win gold. So that's Daryl's method. He'll take the penalty. The form won't be great, but if I just go hard enough, I could still win.
Yeah, that is exactly what he was doing. So he did that and it was an interesting technique. Did it work? No.
Oh.
There's up steps Joe. Joe's the nurse. He was like, boom. His method was sort of like the lift underneath. So he sort of lifted his foot like underneath, like he was like sort of doing keepy-ups in a way.
Scooping it.
Yep. So the scoop effect didn't have the splash effect, but it got him there and back in time. Joe was the winner. And the roof went up. By this point,
how many
people...
seconds was Joe, do you know?
14. Oh, he scraped a lot off my time. By this point, people...
What were you doing? Did you stop for a breather?
No, no, I didn't stop. He's such a cheeky fucker.
How did you...
Stop for a breather. By this point, people know who we are. We're the sort of talk of the town. Because we've been in here for 6 hours. We made friends with everyone.
God.
And they love it. And they know we're from Manchester. Out of nowhere, there's like a DJ comes on. First song he plays, Wonderwall by Oasis. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now you know. Carnage straight
now
away.
Now we're started.
Daryl gets so excited. He's not in the pool at this point. He's out having a beer. He sort of takes two steps.
No.
Slips. Falls straight.
Fully in.
Fully in. Splashed everywhere.
Lost loads
people
of
people are eating fucking ramen and that fucking splashing in the pool.
Topped it back up, lovely.
Topped it
back.
Hey,
free
ramen.
Free refills on the ramen. That's great news.
Chaos. But anyway, didn't let the stop. It was so mad. It just happened in slow motion because it's like, dun, and he went, it's Wonderwall. And he's not even from Manchester, he's from Northern Ireland. And he fell, he falls out, poof, splash everywhere. People are just soaking, but they're loving it. Because Wonderwall's on. Grabbed each other's side, we're singing Wonderwall, loving it. Absolutely loving it. Caused carnage in there, decided to leave. I'm a member of the group, and I'll keep them anonymous for their own safety, but their own. It wasn't Daryl. We were too drunk. We got too drunk. You're Brits joking. Abroad.
Yeah.
It was classic Pure Brits abroad. Abroad.
So far you've described, you haven't even mentioned the gig that you went to, which I love. We don't even need to talk about that. I love that so far the best bar in Prague is one that serves Chinese food and plays Wonderwall. Basically, you're in Manchester, aren't
you? Oh, it was great. You, Joe, you would have loved it in there. So this guy we're with, when it gets to a certain point, he just likes chaos.
Okay.
And he invites it.
Yeah.
So he invites the chaos. And you know what? I like it as well. Bring it on. I love chaos. So he gets so pissed. He's in a toilet in Prague. We go to another bar. By the way, it's a Monday night.
Christ.
It's a Monday night. We're causing a... He's having a wee in the cubicle.
Good
and he hears someone come in. And he sees the toilet brush to the side of him. And he just thinks, wouldn't it be funny if we throw it over the side and cause a bit of chaos there? And I think he wanted a rumble. I don't know what he wanted. But I'm not in the toilet at this point. Yeah. Anyway.
This is your NHS, by the way, guys. Yeah. Remember that. Because when Joe told us who was there...
Could be Matt the mechanic. It could be Becky.
Okay. You've said he about eight times, so it's either Matt the mechanic or Joe who works for the NHS.
Picks up this brush and just fucking goes... Bang.
You know what? He's probably had a very hard shift.
And he really has an hard shift.
14 hours. He deserves to have a fight in Prague if he wants one.
Well, he causes chaos because...
Oh, because he's thrown a shit-covered brush at a stranger?
It wasn't a stranger. It was Daryl.
No!
Daryl's got a twat on the back. He's gone, who the fuck? Right, Daryl doesn't know Joe too well.
He's admitted it.
Daryl doesn't know Joe. He's fine.
He's not
anyway.
The mechanic.
Anyway, bang, the roof's gone up. What's he doing? Chaos, not kicking off. But like, he's got water all down the back of his head from a toilet
Is
brush.
It water?
It was awful. But we all saw the funny side after 10 minutes.
Yeah, those 10 minutes, wow.
But the straw that broke the camel's back was... We were outside in one spot, and this is when we knew we needed to go home. They were selling bottles of water that was quite cheap, sort of plastic bottles.
Yeah.
Do you know, like you can see them, you squeeze them like that.
Yeah.
Daryl's so drunk, he goes, do you want to see a magic trick?
Oh,
and I was like, yeah, I want to see a magic trick. I went, I'm going to get a bottle of water. And he ran inside this place, and we were all convinced that the trick was going to be, he does that trick online where he's going to try and make one of us see a coin underneath the bottle, and he's going to squeeze the bottle of water so hard that you get splashed on.
I've seen it. We've all
classic.
Seen it on TikTok, haven't we?
So I say to the table, I'll take one for the team here. Let Daryl have his moment. It's only a bit of water. I'll get wet.
Like he's your kid.
Yeah. Daryl comes and sits down and joins us, and he goes, right, let's do a magic trick. And without even blinking an eye, he gets the bottle of water to his face, and the trick is essentially to smack the water into his mouth and see off a 500 ml water bottle in 3 or 4
He's
seconds.
He's sort of compressing the bottle into a tiny little like pancake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
in
it
doing
looks
so,
impressive.
Shitting the water down your throat.
Yeah, you've got to swallow quickly and do all that. Daryl proceeds to take one mouthful, but his his mouth and his hand aren't communicating well. So his hand's still pushing extremely hard down the bottle. His mouth hasn't swallowed yet. So in this sort of quiet bar in Czech, he gets to this point, he realises his cheeks are so full. Honestly, the water went everywhere. He's on the floor coughing, choking like that. Nurse Joe's in, making sure he's all right, smacking his back, get it up.
So,
and he said he could do it in 3 seconds when he was 16.
Do you think you're the reason that British people have a bit of a bad reputation across Europe? Because when
I think we all chip in. We do. Everyone chips in.
In what sense? Sorry.
Like, there'll be people watching this now going, "Well, that's nothing compared to what I've done."
Yeah.
All we did was really splash some people.
It's very water based, wasn't it? Toilet water, pool water, bottle of water.
Yeah. We didn't fight. We didn't break anything.
No, that's fair actually.
So
how is Daryl? Because Daryl is also at the centre of all three of these stories.
Daryl's good.
Is he okay?
Yeah.
Is he a bit of a mascot for you?
He was unbelievable. He went to see Blink-182. He loved Blink-182. Yeah. So if you don't know them, they got all the small things and stuff like that. We get to the venue.
Perfect. Couldn't have all the
small things. Yeah. He loves it. So we get to the venue at the arena. By the way, Prague, everything like that works so smooth. Everything about Prague was just so smooth, from the trams to everything. Like, for example, you buy one ticket in Prague, and then it just sorts you out for everything.
That gets you into the trains, buses. That gets you into the Blink-182 gig.
No, it doesn't.
It gets you into there. It gets you a flight anywhere in Europe.
Yeah.
That'll, you know, any hotel in the country you can get into with that ticket. It's amazing.
Daryl loved the gig. 4 pints. And a vodka coke at the arena costs how much?
4 pints and a vodka coke. So I know you've said about £2 a pint, but it's going to be more than that here because it's at the venue. So I'm going to say 4 pints and a vodka coke, £20.
£12. They do it right over there. There is no...
How are they doing it? How is Europe doing it?
Because there's not much greed in Europe. Because
I don't think that's true.
Yes, no. There was greed once and now it's stopped. The greed is gone. The greed has gone.
It's okay. Yeah,
you went to the Manchester Arena. Yeah. It's £8.50 a pint.
So you're looking.
There is
a
deal currently. There's a deal currently on at the arena, which has gone viral on social media. I'll try and find a picture. The deal of the day: two Moretti's, pints of Moretti's, for £16.95.
And that's a deal.
That's the deal. Wow. There's no greed in Europe. Anyway, the highlight of the trip for me was leaving the Blink-182 gig and we're all singing all the small things together. All the small things. Everyone's singing it like that. It's great fun. Like we're in a away match at a football game.
I'm trying to think how some sort of water's going to be involved in this story.
There's no water involved in this.
You're joking.
No water involved in this. It was when I convinced Daryl, so all the small things had stopped singing, but we're all still sort of walking. I went, Daryl's a bit drunk by this point. I tell you what would be great if you sing I Miss You. Do you know I Miss You? I've been waiting too. Like, where are you? And I'm so sorry. He goes, give me a run up. I went, yeah. 3, 2, 1. And he stands there on the platform and goes, where are you? And Joe, there is no one ready for it. No one sings along with him. He's just there by himself.
Oh, is he all right? I love that.
He's just there giving it his all.
And no one goes with him.
And no one goes with him.
And that song is about being basically left by yourself, being sad. And you've sort of thrust him into that situation. Did you not sing along with him?
No.
Why?
I didn't know the words.
It's a good song, though. I've seen Blink-182 once.
Good, aren't they?
At Leeds Festival. They were very good. They're still not really releasing any new stuff, are they?
No. Sort of, I think they got a new single out.
Yeah, but they just do that.
There's one weird bit where... They want to show you how much the drummer can drum without seeing, so they put a blindfold on him, right? But they put a white towel around his head, and I for a split second was watching a member of the KKK drum for Blink-182.
Yeah, because when the towel
then it kind of like went like that. I was like, what the fuck's going on here?
Yeah, sort of somewhere between the Pope and
you just walked in now. It'd be crazy to see
somewhere between the Pope. Yeah, because the Pope's got his sort of point of that as well, isn't he?
Yeah,
I'm glad that you had a nice time.
Thank you.
Sounds lovely.
Prague is wonderful.
I need to go to Prague, and we need to work out how everything is so cheap in Europe. That's the, I know you say there's no greed. But what do you mean no greed? Because things still cost money to buy.
Look at the Aldi and the Lidl boys. They're coming over here, making shopping cheaper.
Creating jobs.
Making shopping cheaper. Everyone gets paid well. There's no greed.
They do, actually.
They get paid better than anyone.
How is that? They get paid like 17 quid an hour in Aldi.
They know what they're doing, though. They look after the workers, then the workers look after them.
But it's not
because... There is greed in England.
But it doesn't make sense because everything's... It's the cheapest supermarket in the country, Aldi and Lidl. And the staff get paid relatively well for the comparatively compared to other supermarkets. How do those two things work together?
Oh, it's so easy, Joe. So easy, Joe, because here's the thing. It's the cheapest. People get paid the most. But you're missing out a third ingredient. It's the profiteering by the people in charge. Tesco's, Sainsbury's, Waitrose, whatever you want to say. They are ready to... Morrison's is fucking killer at the minute. They take the biggest chunk out of it all. They profit so much from it that they leave so little for the workers and so little for us. Whereas the Aldi little boys are just fine with just getting what they get.
I only need 200 million quid this year rather than a billion.
I've heard a big rumour that they're starting pizza deliveries.
Who's they?
Aldi. To rival Domino's.
Really?
You can get a big 12-inch pizza for £3.70 delivered to your door hot.
That's. I'll be honest. That's too cheap. That
it's
worries
too
me.
Cheap.
That, I don't like that. How are they cooking it? How do they make it? What's it made out of?
What do you mean? What's it made out of? They're
nothing.
What do you mean? What's it made out of?
How much is a dough?
Dough's
50 pence.
How much is dough?
50 pence a dough.
Is it? Yeah.
10 pence a dough.
Yeah, but even then, if you're going upwards, it's about a quid to make a pizza, isn't it?
Yeah. So then to cook it, heat it, pay the staff to do that. What's that? Another 50 pence.
Yeah.
Right. So that's £1.50 to pay someone to deliver it. The petrol, their wages, whatever. Was that another quid?
Yes.
So it costs. That's £2.50, and they're selling it for £3.50.
Yeah. They're making a quid. Making a quid of pizza. But here's the thing: they are hopefully going to sell so many pizzas that that quid goes up and up and up and up and up and up.
Well, honestly, respect.
What up, baby? We wrap things up.
Yeah.
So this is like a shorter episode today.
Yeah,
because
but Ethan is back.
Ethan
next
is
week.
Back. We're doing a big Ethan special. In fact, I'm taking Ethan out for a posh lunch.
Good. Let's see how we get
started. I was invited to one of Manchester's premium restaurants. I asked your permission because I didn't want you to feel like I was leaving you out.
That's all right.
But I thought, wouldn't it be fun? Because Becky would normally get first dibs at this, but she's away. Wouldn't it be fun if I took Ethan to a fine dining restaurant?
Ugh.
We record it for Patreon.
See how he gets on.
We do a review for Patreon. See how he gets on.
I can't wait to see
happening this Thursday.
Great.
Well, I'll probably release it the week after. Then Ethan's Marbella special will be coming.
Also, we're going to be putting a little clip from one of our recent specials into this podcast. What we're going to go with?
What do you know?
The New York Part 2, perhaps.
We love this. Enjoy New York Part 2. It was great, this. It was a great day.
So if you want to see the full thing, make sure you head over to Patreon.
We've got a bonus review.
What is it?
A bonus review. This is unseen by any patrons.
There we go.
I went to Cat's Deli the day after you left.
The famous, world famous Cat's Deli?
Yes. And I went there to review its sandwich. And here's how we're going to end the episode. You'll get to see it. Is it 9 out of 10? It fucking is.
Let's find out.
Best things I've ever tried in my life. I won't get it on rye bread next time, though.
Why?
The rye bread ruined it a bit.
A bit dry?
A bit dry.
I've always thought it looked dry on the videos.
Yeah.
Just like a little, firm little crisp.
Anyway, I don't want to ruin it.
Right.
Enjoy this review. We'll be back next week with Ethan. Oh, on Friday. Right, we'll see you then. Bye.
Bye.
Let's head over to New York.